Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Purpose is the reason why God and every man should start and continue anything. Purpose is the reason why anybody should start and what? Continue anything. For instance, if you have a gun, if you want to create a gun, it is because you've proposed in your heart the use of that gun, isn't it? So let's give an instance. If we have a gun in this place and somebody raises it up, how many of you will run away? A lot of people may run away. Why? Because they know that gun has the potency to what? Kill. Is gun created to lick ice cream? Is gun created to kill rats? What's gun created chiefly to do? To kill. And we know that majorly is to kill human beings. Would have found ways to kill rats. That's how we have rat traps, especially the thief people. We have rat trap in the thief world. You people have ever seen a rat trap before? Can catch many rats and etc. Hallelujah to Jesus. So purpose is the reason why God and every man should start and what? Continue anything. Meaning don't start something because you just like it. Start it because of it's your purpose. It means purpose is better than your plans. Purpose is better than your plans. So God may have a purpose for you and you have a plan for yourself. The word purpose also means original intent in Hebrew. It means God's will. God's original intent. It also means the only thing that motivates God is not your plan, but your purpose. The only thing that motivates God is not your plan, but your what? Your purpose. Purpose is the reason why things exist. Anything we see on the earth existing is because of its purpose. Purpose simply answers the question why. Proverbs 19:21, he said, there are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. So there are many plans in the heart of a man, but only the counsel, the purpose of the Lord will stand for that man. Amplify said, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. You know, we are trusting God to start this campaign called The Life of Purpose and Glory for young people in secondary schools, teenagers. And one of the things they must understand is that you are not designed to just become anything you want to become in life. You must become what God and who God wants you to become in life. God can direct your path to becoming a particular person in life. And listen, you know, some of you may be studying several courses in the university and etc. that you don't feel like you are originally called to do it. Have you been there before? Some of you is actually scanty. Then some of you are actually not truly designed. As I'm saying, as people say, don't ask you, what are you designed to do? You say, I'm designed to be a DJ. You better focus on your course. That course you are doing, focus on it. That's your call. Amen? Hallelujah to Jesus. Or some will say, I see myself becoming. What do you see yourself becoming? I see myself becoming. What will I even say? If you say rapper, it could be a gospel musician. No issues. But a worldly singer. Okay, I see myself becoming the next fella. Brother, even if you are studying fine arts, take it serious. That's your course. Alright? You know, some people have funny dreams. There are things people celebrate. Now, as I just gave this joke, somebody may take my sermon now and say, imagine somebody is mocking Fela, our giant. They may want to go insult me. Because some people hold that man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's a giant of Africa. In fact, he's a prophet. He prophesied these days. Nobody needs to be a prophet before they know that Nigeria is ending, taking the path of doom. Nobody needs to be a prophet. The only reason why he had the mind to say it is because he was in another level. The Lord give you understanding. That's why I could say it. Alright? Some people that can't say it today, they are not in that level. If you understand me, you understand me. It gets to a point you get in the spirit of your mind by physical measures that can cause you to say things that naturally you will not say. Have you seen somebody high before? Have you seen when somebody high is facing a giant before? It's, I'll beat you. He's looking at the person like he's saying, you, I'll beat you. Break your head. I'll break your head. I'll break your head. Just like David, he was high. He was high on the Holy Spirit. He looked at a giant. He said, I'll pluck your head and feed to the birds of heaven. You would have predicted that guy was drunk. He had no cutlass. What do you have to fight? Not even catapult. This type that is even, you can get the thing well. That catapult, they used to roll it like this. Pew. How many of you can carry that kind of thing and go for a war? David took that one to war. That's the only thing he held. He said, I'll feed your head to the birds of heaven. He now says, shoot. He said, all those your boys, I'll feed their heads too. His elder brother, David's elder brother, said, this idiot have come again with his mouth making. He was telling people, see, that's how he makes mouth too. Not knowing that David was speaking because he had done some things in the secret which no one was aware of. When God gave David through his father some petty, looks like petty assignment, he started fulfilling destiny in that place. You know, some of you are looking for a big stage to start fulfilling destiny. Now God has given you a cell and a fellowship, you cannot even start fulfilling it already. You know, I hold this school of thought. I don't think, you see, the call of God has been misunderstood, especially in this part of the world, more than any part of the world. In Nigeria, especially this part of Nigeria, some sort of. Where I grew up in Kaduna, and I feel like some sort of we have seen the move of God so strong than most states in Nigeria. Yes, I can tell you that. We have seen the move of God even from young age. From young age, you see a lot of people discovering what God wants them to do in that part of the world, Kaduna. And some sort of just. Of course, we are the frontiers of the apostolic that came and quite awakened the church. You all understand what I'm trying to say. And some of your top guys, even in this state, they have their origin from Zaria and Kaduna. Amen? So the move of God somehow, by the message of God, was so strong in that part of the world. And of course, there are tendencies that people will misunderstand it to some measures or in some measures. Because when the value of a thing is not known, abuse is what? Inevitable. So some sort of, we were young, we caught God and misunderstood some of the true parts of God. We misunderstood it such that it has been abused in some, you know, I'm not happy to say this. Any sincere person will agree with me that the move of God in Kaduna has been quite diminished to almost zero. I'm not trying to mock them. Maybe especially for places I know. Not everywhere. God is still raising men there. But compared to how we used to know, I'm not talking about some of them that just became born again and the rest. How we used to know way back, it is quite diminished. Hallelujah to Jesus. We saw a lot of things happen. Lately I was speaking with some of my friends and they said, in that same location, it is become a laughing stock. People will mock the young people there who are pursuing God, that they misbehave. In fact, parents are stopping their children from going to church in that part. Not generally Kaduna, where I grew up. Because the young people are taking advantage of ladies. You know, with their knowledge of God, the little knowledge of God they've got, when they do through some spiritual stunt and it works, then they tell the lady, follow me, come and see me for a prophetic word. Things like that. And it has made them to become a laughing stock. Are we together? And I think when I heard it, I was really sad to a first then. But why did these things happen even though the move of God was strong? There was no order. There was no what? Order. People misunderstood it because it was too much. So, what they call see finish. There was now see finish in the things of God. They misunderstood it. They didn't understand the purpose for all of those moves, and they misunderstood it and abused it. I was sharing with somebody that came to my house yesterday of a dear brother we used to know. He was almost the same age, just a little bit ahead of us age-wise. And I was quite close to him. Some of them that were there, they can remember. I was quite close to him because he saw the things God was doing in my life too at that age, and he liked it. So we're friends. Not really friends, but to a measure, friends, 30%, let me put it like that. And he invites me to his fellowship, young, wonderful young man. And I remember we all used to go to where he is to learn from him at that age. Imagine you are young and young people are gathering to learn from you. You must be extremely wonderful. He was really wonderful. And he would teach us even how to pray long prayers, you know, long stretch prayers and the rest. And all of a sudden, he became something else. All of a sudden. You know, when I hear people say, I agree. If you don't have somebody that watches over you, there are high tendencies that you misbehave easily. Satan will get you easily. All right? If you don't have somebody that watches over you spiritually. But you must be willing. I subjected everything to your willingness as an individual. If you don't really want God to help you, even if you have somebody watching over you, you still become wayward. Are we together? For him, he had somebody. And I was under the same person too. Hallelujah to Jesus. And still, those kind of bad things happen. Very bad, terrible things. It is not good for people to be aware of it. Very terrible things. And when I was weighing all of these things one time, as I was studying for this topic, I said to myself, I wish we had people that understood ministry better in those times, in those days. I wish we had them talk to us. Because, listen, the way people are rising up every day and saying, God called me, God called me, it can be a misconception, misunderstanding. What if it's a misunderstanding? Because, you see, the call of God is not necessarily explaining, drawing lessons from David. You excluding yourself from a body, a system, and going to start something different. No. David was given a little job to do. To tend that the sheep, his father's sheep. What did he do? He took care of it with the whole of his life. He started learning leadership there. David would trade anything to see that those sheep were okay. He didn't joke with them. Because the father gave him instruction to take care of them. It didn't matter whether he was ignored and given the least responsibility. The elder brothers were in the city doing the bigger jobs, according to them, but he was in the bush taking care of the sheep. He didn't allow even a lion. Can you imagine that somebody did not allow a lion to eat the sheep? When he sees a lion, instead of running away and leaving the sheep, how many human beings will see a lion and will run away? But because he wanted to be faithful in the work he was given, even though it was not admirable, what did he do? He could stake his life for the sheep. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. Meaning David had to start training himself according to the challenges there. Probably the first day he saw a lion, he hid himself and hid the sheep. The second day he said, but these sheep have to be going through this path, so I have to learn how to fight lions. And imagine David was having the impetus now to learn how to defend his sheep and fight. Imagine. The Bible said in Hebrews 11 that David killed lions, not lions, lions and bears. He killed them. Did you not read it in your Bible? Media, check it for me. Just try and check it for me. You know, I was shocked when I saw it too. David had killed lions and bears. We read that Samson killed. We were shouting, David killed. Why? He wanted to be faithful in the little job they gave him. Even though the father saw it as little, David did not see it little. He saw it as a good environment to start fulfilling the call of God on his life. And he that is faithful in little, of course. God said, same person will be faithful in what? In plenty. So when God calls you, it doesn't necessarily mean breakout. That's what killed some of us while we were growing up. Wherever I grew up. Everybody wanted to start something. Everybody wanted to start something. Nobody wanted to be under another person. Everybody wanted to be number one in his own plan. It is better to be number two in God's plan than to be number one in your own plan. Very important. And it killed a lot of people. There are some people that would have been better if they were not in the ministry. I remember, I think Benny Hinn said this. Pastor Benny Hinn. He said, some people will go to hell because they started ministry. That is why they won't go to hell. Because Satan begins to target you. Strike the shepherd and what? It's you he's targeting. You know, sometimes I hear terrible news and I'm wondering, why? Why? I don't know if you've heard. I've heard that a pastor impregnated a woman, a lady, a small lady, a big lady, a old lady. You don't be wondering. Everybody's in the church. Why is it the pastor that did it? Why not another person? Why must it be the pastor? Some people say, you see all these pastors? Because they've seen from experience, they've had one pastor have done it, another pastor have done it, so now they've given up on the title pastor. Such that they can tell you pastors are demons on suit. And now they are passing a narrative from one generation to another. A lot of young people are growing up to know that pastors are bad people. Because of they've had first hand. In fact, some of them, the pastors tried it with them. There was a video we're watching. A lady entered the church and said, Pastor, I'm ashamed you are still preaching. I don't know if some of you saw that pastor on that video on Facebook. I'm ashamed you are still preaching. After making me pregnant, you still have the guts to preach. And the pastor was like, shh, shh, shh. He said, I will not keep quiet. And congregation was just watching drama. And look at congregation, funny. They were not looking happy. Hey. That was what made me astonished. The congregation were happy. Hey. I saw one woman do like this. Hey. They were waiting for such a day. Oh, God. The enemy has been planning all this. Why? Look at everybody. Satan is very wicked. Look at everybody in the church. His pastor, you are timing. You'll be throwing it at. Pew, wah. The ladies will come to church. The pastor is even the ugliest, probably. There are five brothers in church. They will not like the brothers. So, is this pastor that is looking semi-ugly? That they are timing. Pastor is preaching, lady. He just turned to us. I think I've shared with my leader sometimes. I wonder, I've seen those things. We're preaching, somebody looks at you. Now, wow. We've seen those things. So, I'm preaching, you turn to somebody, you just basically just do. I don't want to show some things here. You are on this stage preaching the word of God. You just turn to a direction, you see something, you see somebody just turn. You don't know why some pastors are not going to some direction again, they'll just turn to another place. Somebody is distracting you, just, somebody, oh my God, I don't want to talk. That's not all, though. Some will do it in church during preaching. Some again, when you are done preaching, they'll even come to your office. They want to see you. Because you did not seem to be interested during the service. Pastor Ed is here. One day I called him after a lady left my office. The lady looked so bad. The way she dressed, so bad. Oh my God. So I was so sad because I felt like she had a plan with Pastor Ed to make me a victim or something. When When she left the office, I called him. I said, you see this kind of women? The next time they enter my office, you are the one that will sit here and counsel them. That's what I told him. Not because I was scared they will shack my neck, but look at how somebody is looking. This is the same thing that happened to Joseph. They will say, if there is no smoke, there will be no fire. Where was the smoke that there was fire in the life of Joseph? That one, she was one that tore her cloth herself. That tore her cloth. This one entered with torn cloths. She entered with torn cloths. And I told him, I said, this kind of woman, the next time they come to my office, I will tell them, sorry, I'm not the real pastor. I said, come and sit down. Go ahead. If you see the... Okay, what is your problem? Sir, I don't know why I'm not serious with God. I'm not serious with God. Okay. So, how can I help you? Sir, I want to be serious with God. I want to be serious. I'm telling you real life story. Real life. I want to be serious with God. And I didn't write it. Pastor Ed! He came. I spoke to his ear. I said, you see what you have brought to my office, Abby? When I was there, I said, you can go. I said, do you have a pastor? I have a pastor, but I don't like telling him my problem. I don't know I am comfortable with you. So, okay. Nice one. We've seen. Now, I'm not trying to sound, but these are just the list. Some people graduate from there. They will go into your DM. I've seen small girls message me with, hi, sweetie. Small children. Hi, sweetheart. I will not open the profile picture. I see this small pekin that is not even up to the last sister I have. He's calling me hi, sweetheart. Am I your mate? We see things like that. Oh, there, Jesus Christ. One time, some of my guys will remember when I was a student. This one was very serious. The lady was in church. The lady was so in love. Oh my God. She was so in love. So in love, she couldn't help it. She couldn't help it, truly. She came for counseling with her boyfriend. And when she left, she sent me a love message when I was done counseling them. And you know the worst thing? The boy is a cultist that I delivered by God's grace. So when he heard me preaching, he now said he doesn't want to be a cultist again. So he now came with his girlfriend. Girlfriend now fell in love with pastor. What a case. So when I was done counseling them and I was like, oh, he wanted to consecrate the relationship so that he will know that he's not a serious Christian, he's not a cultist anymore. Now that this guy wants to take a new path, Satan wants to rise. Immediately we're done. She was writing your eyes, the way you spoke to me, when you were speaking to us, the way you move your lips, the way you move your eyes, blah, blah, blah. And just sent it to me. Oh my God, I put my hand on my head. I said, God, what is happening to me? Imagine the young man opens her phone and sees that love message. He will go back to cultism for my sake. What did I do? Wisdom. I replied. I said, please face your boyfriend and leave me in the name of Jesus. That's what I told her. I said, I don't have any business with you in Jesus' mighty name. I told her, I hope your boyfriend sees this message that I have nothing to do with you. I wrote it in the message. Wisdom. Listen, I'm sharing these things. You know, some of you think we don't face anything. Hey, pastor, the way pastor preach, you know, they face any temptation. Devil, they like pastor. Devil, not only us. Only us, devil, they come tempt. But pastors, devil, they tempt pastor. See, it's a lie. I don't want to say they play. there are people like that. Message you and tell you all kind of nonsense. One came to church, was in the choir, I remember. And Pastor Mike, I remember, right? And, you know, choir is better now. Before, choir troubled my life. Now they are very okay and I'm grateful to God for their life. I had to be praying that time so strong. I was reading in physics lab. She now came and sat at the front. I had wonderful boys. That time she would bring food. I would refuse to eat. They would eat. So I now told them, I said, you don't know what you are eating. If you eat love, push on. All of you will fall in love. Very funny boys. She will come to the department. Where is Prophet Simon? According to Pastor Simon, that's why I'm popularly called Pastor Simon. They will show her. She just come and sit down, hi, and smile. I say, hello. Are you hungry? You must be hungry. I said, no, I'm not hungry. He said, you are lying. I bought this for you. You see, they just come through to the back. Say, oh, thank you. They'll collect it for me. I'll just be watching them. And when she goes to go and hide, I eat it. And one of these days, I sat down. I was trying to read in physics lab. She just entered and sat down and was looking at me. I wanted to turn. She turned and sat in the other place. I turned again. She turned and so I just said, no problem. I'm not going to. She now sent me a message on WhatsApp. If you like being your face, I still will not give up on you. This is true life story. I'm not joking. True life story. I will not give up on you. I raised my face and said, wow, such beautiful lips. This is how I was just looking at the lady. Are you okay? She wrote, she was just toasting me. Plenty. I said, I told Mama Tia I went through a lot. I did not tell you some of these things, but let me be sharing it as I'm hearing it, yeah, preaching now. These are few. I'm not joking. They are worse that I cannot open my mouth. Because if I say the thing is a bad thing, even in preaching, the thing is still bad. Stupid statement. Now look at it now. If you don't know your place in Christ, how can you live above all of these things? This is what I was sharing one time with a few young men, and one of my neighbors was hearing. He said, Pastor, they passed some of this temptation to some of us in a joke. And I laughed. Satan knows how to target people. Strike the shepherd and what? There is nothing we did not see. My spiritual father told me how he escaped temptation one time. He said, look at me, oh Simon, the way I am. He's very fat. He said, why would a lady like somebody like me? He said, but this lady tried all the possible means. I left my slippers. It is through window I ran away. Window! As long as there was a route, he followed window. He said he just jumped in here and landed on the ground. Boom! And stood up and started running. Jesus! Jesus! That's how he ran away for his life. So he told me, as long as you can flee, flee! Satan is determined to get a lot of young people. Especially most of us that have the call of God on our lives. He knows that if you strike the shepherd, what will happen to the sheep? They will be scattered everywhere. Imagine Satan got me on campus. You think we'll be seated here today? Just imagine, Pastor Emma comes to church and he hears that. Imagine Pastor Peter was Pastor Simon. He now hears that. Pastor Peter, who is probably Pastor Simon, for instance. You know, I don't want to use myself as an example. Made somebody pregnant. And one of the people now goes, boo, 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 boo. Says, what happened? I'm pregnant. For who? Chio, what? Said, no, Pastor Simon cannot do such a thing. I have evidence. They now do evidence. That's Pastor Peter's son, for instance. They do evidence and he's Peter. You think he will come to the church again? He will not come again. And he will tell people, I'm not coming. They'll say, why? You say, reasons best known to me. That's the first stage. Reasons best known to me. They will persuade. They'll say, see, don't just go to. That's where I'll stop. Before you know, we'll advance. Before you know, the news is everywhere. Before you know, the ministry is crashed. The souls tied to that man of God that God wants to revive, no more. Are you listening to me? You cannot afford to misbehave. Live a life of purpose. Satan crashed a lot of people before my very eyes. I saw it. That's why I don't joke. When I saw it first-hand information, I told myself, Kai, I'll put some hard principles on myself. I told myself that. I said, I'll put some tough principles on myself. What are some of the principles? They may not look tough to you, but they were very tough to me. I said, when I come to campus, this is the first thing I'll do by the special grace of God. No female party will ever visit me by God's grace. That's what I said. I said, they wouldn't visit me. But Simon, is it because you are scared of temptation? Or blah, blah, blah. I don't really care what you think. But I know that even if I have the power to resist any kind of temptation, I don't have the power to get into the heart of people and tell them that the lady you see coming out from prophet's house was not doing anything with prophet. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? They'll have a wrong impression. It's wisdom. What will it cost you to just obey the wisdom of God? He said, I'll give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemies will know what? Gain a say. Prophet is being quite extra. He's getting quite to the extreme. Why will he say ladies should not visit him? Who the hell is he? Blah, blah, blah. This is just self-righteousness. You know, a lady one time met Gina, our treasurer, and told that she's not happy with me. She was in my former compound. I never announced that lady to anybody. I didn't say her bad character. She said, Gina, that your pastor, he has pride. He has pride. Doesn't talk to people. He's just only be doing his thing by himself. Doesn't want to associate with people. What kind of a person is that? That's why I didn't come to the church. And I said, Gina, who is the person? She described the lady. I said, hey! That's the person that... That's the person that... The person never spoke like that while we were in the compound. I told her that. She was quite nice. That's the same person that will come to my kitchen every time. Brother Simon, blah, 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 blah. I said, the kitchen is open. Carry everything, carry everything, carry everything. Never ask for a number. Never ask for a conversation. What is the only thing that joins us? Whatever you want is in the kitchen. Me, I already made up my mind that she begs very well. So I didn't care again. That anything she wants, she should carry it. If I don't have it, you cannot. What was in my kitchen? Stove. Gas cooker. Yam. You see, they want to disgrace me. She said red oil. Yes, there's red oil. Onions, cabbage, egg. Finish. What else? So if you carry Maggi, carry cabbage, carry. If you finish, you go and buy wherever you want to buy. And I didn't used to care. That's the same person. Hey, pastor has pride. Why does pastor have pride now? Because pastor never wanted a conversation. Pastor never wanted number. Pastor never wanted this. Pastor never wanted that. I had some of these strict measures by God's grace. Hallelujah to Jesus. One of my second measure, it may look like pride, but it's not pride. I said, for every lady that God would give me to pastor, the only thing that will join me and these ladies will be ministry. I said, nothing else will join us. So if you observe, even my female pastors, if you carry their phone and check, we never checked how was your day. From the inception of Glory Christ, how was your day? Gist me. Tell me how it went. There was nobody. Say, Pastor Simon, hey, it's a lie. Lie, lie. Okay, now you can go and ask. Go and verify. The only thing that joined us was what? Ministry. It was a strict measure. Is it not strict? Quite strict, isn't it? But I said, I'm called to live a life of what? Of purpose. So I cannot live like everybody. Because pastors can tell people your sins are forgiven and teach them that they should be encouraged. God has forgiven their sins. But when people hear that a pastor sins, people don't forgive a pastor's sin. I learned it a long time ago. Nobody will say, Pastor, our pastor, your sins are forgiven. Keep on preaching. Preach, preacher. People will change church. So I learned it many years ago. Paul said, if eating meat will cause your brother to sin, do you know what? Eat it at all. What is meat for me now? Allowing ladies come to my house, I was not saying that they were going to have anything to do with me. But you see, people will think, people will assume. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine you just wake up in the morning as a pastor and a lady opens the door and just come out and she's going stretching and you are like stretching too and said, bless you. I say, bless you. Somebody will be outside. I say, God bless, punish two of you with the blessing. Punish you. Hypocrites. They'll say, we're inviting you to Glory Carriers. Which church is that? Glory Carriers. Who is the pastor? They now show my page and say, this womanizer. They say, no, her pastor is not like that. Say, this one, every day, different people. And truly, God in heaven knows nothing happened. Me, I know nothing happened. The sisters know nothing happened. But am I still foolish? Very foolish. Very foolish. He said, I've given you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemies will not what? Gain a say. I'm not saying that you can do everything in this world to make people not talk against you. They will still talk against you. But as much as you can, make sure you are not the reason people are talking against you. As a minister of the gospel, even as a psalmist, you know, some of these psalmists, they think they are not supposed to be responsible as pastors. Who told you that? Pastors' measure is so strict. You may even have some members in church. Hey, pastors' measure is so strict. I better come and visit me. The highest thing, you know, one time, see, the highest thing that will happen, we will leave church. You think it's about leaving church? Leave church. Even Satan will not be interested in you again. He will now focus on other things. Pastor Simon, what do you mean? You mean if I leave this church, I cannot attend another church? If you leave this church because of that reason and attend another church, Satan will not even disturb you again. Because, listen carefully, it's not like the other church is bad. You had gone against God's path. And you are attending the other church to cover for your foolishness. So the sin is not that you are attending another church. The sin is that you left the path of righteousness. And you are using another church to cover. So if you like, be there. The church is not a sinful church. The church is right with God. But your disobedience, your foolishness are taking you to that church to cover up. God will not see it like that in the realm of the spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that you were disobedient in a certain church. You now ran to another church because you were not being obedient. God will not clap for you because you are in another church. Being in another church does not cover for your foolishness. You are still wrong. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? You know, there are people that think like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. So what was the focal point with David? He was faithful, and that is how you ought to be faithful. The call of God on our lives. See, I've seen from scriptures. And it baffles me, you know, because when something has become a tradition, it is very difficult to change it. All right? So take, for instance, three of them, three wonderful people serving, three of you come. They are serving under a man of God. Let me use Pastor Peter. Climb up. Three of you stand like this. So take, for instance, three of them are serving under this man of God, Pastor Peter. And three of them now think that they were the three pastors that Pastor Peter has. Three of them now think God has called three of them to start. They are feeling the call of God on their life like very fire. That's how the call of God is. You feel this impression. There's this desire to just get deeper in the things of God. You know, you close your eye, you see crowd. You close your eye, you see yourself laying hands on the sick and getting them healed. As you just see it like that, you think God is separating you. That's the first thing that comes to your mind, the interpretation. Now, what you are saying does not mean God is necessarily separating you. Are you guys listening to me? That's a possibility, but it does not. That's not the first thing that should come to your mind. Listen carefully. Now, you know why for this? People, that may be the first thing that will come to their mind. It has become the predominant way of things happening in the globe, especially in this part of our world. So they are seeing people that are gone ahead of them say things like that. You know, one time, people have got to listen to me carefully. One time I was on the internet and I saw how that a dear pastor around us here said some things, and it baffled me. It got me so worried because I know a lot of young people would think that that's the path of righteousness. He said God led him to a particular man of God. He was there for a particular period of years. And God now told him that this man is not your father anymore. God now took him to another man of God that is his new father. And after that one, another one that is his new father. So I got so mad at the post. And I said, this thing you are doing like this. A lot of young people would think this is how God works. Meanwhile, from my knowledge of scriptures, you are confused. God is not the one doing that. From my knowledge of scriptures, you know, some of us, the way we're trained, right? We're trained to value the word of God, the written word of God, more than what you say God is telling you in the spirit. Because the more sure word of prophecy is the word of God, the written word of God. So anything you hear or you claim to have heard in the spirit that does not tally with what is written is false. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So from what is written, I deciphered and I said to myself, this man does not know what he's saying. But my pain is that a lot of young people that look up to him will think this is the way things should be. And I did my personal studies. I verified. Many people that started with him, they think like that. I've seen them several places. They be here, they don't change to another place. They are behaving like that. They don't have a destination necessarily. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I weighed the scale. I weighed it carefully. When I saw the person, he changed from and went to another person. Because we ministers, we understand ministers more than a lot of you. You may not understand what I'm saying, but we know ourselves. When I saw the people he changed to, the person he changed to, I laughed in my spirit. I laughed. Because where he was not number one. The person made him like number four. But where he now changed to, the person that, you know, and I pity some men of God, they just change and come to you, you just ordain the person into something. You are just killing yourself. Where he now went to is more like number one. So I was quite smiling. I said, this man, he doesn't know what he's doing. So, you know, when you are number four in another place and number one in another place, you prefer where you are number one than where you are number four. Are you people getting out and trying to explain to you? Glory to God forevermore. A lot of young people will learn from that. This is it. Imagine this man now. Have these three guys, you know, the call of God is in their life. He saw it. That's why he anointed them to be pastors. Because he sensed the call of God on their life. Even when they never knew. So as time goes by and they are growing in knowledge, they start perceiving. They start catching that the gleams of the call of God in their life. That fire. It starts resonating in their spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Before you know it, they start seeing visions, touching nations. That's how you just carry a pen. Why? Because they've seen people that are going ahead of them. They want to hear, what is the name of my ministry? This one is Glory Career Ministry. They are now Careers of Glory Ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They are receiving names. The next thing is location, Abia. 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 I hear Abia. 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 Okay, the next thing is I hear Susu, yes. Susu, yes. Is it why the confusion is coming like that? It's because of the expectation of their hearts, what they are seeing ahead. Meanwhile, in scripture, you will find nothing like that. Paul had Timothy, Paul had Titus. He will go to a place, steer the move of God, send Timothy to go and sustain that move. In fact, sometimes he would tell Timothy, go to that place and steer the move of God and sustain it. Sometimes he wants to transfer Timothy, he will call another person, go there, sustain it. Another person's place in God's perfect will was that he was praying for the church to gain stature. What was his name? Epaphras. His own duty in the will of God was that when they are raising people, he probably didn't have a pastoral grace. But he had the ability to tarry and pray people. You are bent like this in the spirit. He will pray you, you will be straight. That was his call. When Paul was applauding, he said, thank God for our brother Epaphras, who consistently was praying. Consistently. Not on the lamplight. Meaning when pastor is preaching, Epaphras is probably seated hearing and listening to the word. When he goes back home, he continues his perfect will for God. But he said, Rapator Shabatar Kata. But you see, the pride of life, which is one of the cardinal sins, wants to make, is that, will cause that desire for everybody to want to be on the top. And sometimes, when I discuss with my wife, I tell her, I say, I wish some people understand this thing they call ministry. That it is not all that glitters. That is the way you see it all. You know, sometimes we come here, oh, Pastor Simon is always jumping, wow, glory, hallelujah. I told her one time, I said, if they carry my burden for a night, I'm not trying to sound like one apostolic person or something. But if the kind of things I think about for a night and give to somebody, I say I think that person will have serious malaria plus plus. No jokes. How many times has she come to me? Are you sleeping now? I said, not even close to sleeping. Now she will not even hear me doing rababababa. I'm not even doing rababababa. I'll just sit. She will come again and peep. I'm still seated. What am I doing? I'm thinking. It's another way of praying. I want to see what to do. I want to see what move to take. I want to understand some certain things. I'm learning scriptures. At this point, I'm learning scriptures. Hope you know I'm still learning. I'm plugged to one or two teachings, trying to gain something, trying to understand something. This is how I'm going to live my life forever and ever. Hallelujah to Jesus. Look at the focal point. If three of them now feel God has called them for separate ministries, and this one goes like this. Go, be going like that, face that side. This one goes straight. This one goes like this. Who is left here? Him. What will he do again? He will raise another three people. Can I have another three people? I want you to see, if it's the move of the Spirit, you people will be the people to answer me. Can I have like nine people run here? Nine people. Just come. Three of you come again before you go back to where you were. Just stand at the front of them. You people should be at their back. Just at their back. Front. Everybody watch us, please. Face Pastor Peter, three of you. You see the three of them now. Can I have like three people behind everybody here? Or two. Then the rest of you should wait. Two people behind three of them. The rest of you wait behind. Now, three of you are now. Go to the path I told you to go. You people are behind them. Follow them. That are behind them. Follow them. Follow. Just be going. Be going. Follow them. Okay, stop there. I thought there should be one person. So you see, three of them had two people that were close to them in church. And as three of them left, the three of them what? Followed and left. Huh? This man is still there watching. He cannot do anything. Come, that's not how God operates. If he talks like that, he looks like a nuisance. He looks like a black belly. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But deep in his spirit, he knows something is wrong somewhere. That's not how God operates. But he can't say anything. The only person that will understand this man is somebody in his position. Somebody that has had the same experience like him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If not, this man is in a world of, even if he married, the wife may not understand him. And once you see him thinking to them, why are you worried? Why? He's looking at the woman. If I slap this one in. Now, these three, come. These are the next three they are raising. Three of you again. He's now raising another three. Now, he had raised three before. These three were supposed to go and bring many. Have you ever seen where the 12 in scriptures departed and told Jesus, we too have heard that as your father has sent you, he has sent us, we are going to win the world. He sent them, they went and brought many, isn't it? Imagine now he has raised another three. Is this a blessing or stress? Huh? What if these people actually brought two rather than take two away? What will happen? Is it a plus to his life or a plus to the kingdom? How is it, which is advancing? How is the kingdom? Now, for this to happen, two of them taking two, and all for them to bring two into the kingdom. Compared to how that, now, how do I explain this? Okay, now, they took two away, and this man is raising another three, fresh again, alright, to start building. Follow me carefully. Take this as option one, that three left with two, and he's raising another three. This is option one. Now, option two. The three never left. They added two. Between option one and option two, which one is advancing the kingdom of God faster? Huh? You think option one is advancement, but does it look like advancement? Because the three of them are going to start again. So the resources they would have channeled all here to build the work to be stronger and the kingdom to make progress, they are now going to put it, stress themselves again to raise and start building from zero. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, it looks like it's advancement. It's not. Satan is putting it in our head every day that this is advancement. It's not advancement. That's why you see plenty ministry, small or no impact. Plenty are struggling. Some people you see struggling in ministry, if they would have heard God, they would have not been struggling, they would have been number 4 under another person's ministry. In God's will, doing far better. And it's the pride of life that brings people to this point of their life. That inability to be under somebody. You know, I'm talking like this, people of God, without no shame, I've seen this spirit rise, especially in this town, so strong. When I came here, that was one of the first things I sensed. By God's special grace, I will not mention the man's name. I saw a man so powerful in the things of God. From his banner, I could tell he's so powerful in the things of God. So attracted to the man. After a few years, when I went to the place, everything was shattered. Little or no people there. I started making my research. And I found out some set of the people, pastors, he had tried to correct. All of them got angry and left. All. More than 10. And the 10 of them that left, all of them started their own ministry. And I said to myself, the devil is wicked. Imagine these 10 forces, wherever they are, trying to push their own ministries, are in a place pushing one thing up. You know, because in their hearts, they think they were pushing something for a man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why sometimes you find certain churches, it is tied to a certain tribe. Because they think it's about a man. Listen carefully, people of God. It is Satan's strategy. This is not God. Imagine all of these people are together in that one place. For that man of God. Do you know the kind of greatness that will be seen in such a place? The kind of great things of God that would have happened in such a place? The Lord told me, say, voice it out. Those that he will speak to will hear. Those that will not want to hear will not hear. And it seems as if God is not making progress. And some of them are living with indisciplined minds. Some of them it was a fight. Some of them it was a little quarrel. Some of them a disagreement. They left. Such people like these that left, God cannot use them. Now they are in different places with that own indisciplined mind. Why did you leave? Why? Is it not so nice that it was after you quarreled that God now called you that you have a ministry? After you quarreled. You quarreled with one of the pastors. The pastors tried to, then I said, I remember. Damn, my God don't call me before. Let me even use this opportunity and go. It's not prophecy. It is the truth. The path you have taken is destruction. It can never end in peace. You know, when somebody like this now says, the path you have taken. Now, the three of them that left, maybe the three top guys, where are they? Come again. Just stand here. Let your followers be there. They have suffered for you. They are in trouble because they followed you. Mm-hmm. This one left because they say he will not marry one girl in church. He just woke up one morning and said, sir, the Lord said, Kairos is my wife. I used to say on Facebook, Kairos is my wife. And when it comes to the man of God just, because you see, as the Jew, listen, he is the head, isn't it? Where is the eyes? In the head or on the head? Where is the mouth? Where is the ear? Where is the brain? You see that a lot of things are just on the head. You come. Then God wants his church to move in a certain direction. He doesn't want confusion. He just threw something in his heart. The guy does not know whether people are meant for each other. You just come, say, the Lord said, he just speaks it. He said, no. I don't want to hear what you want to say. I just speak it. You are not meant for each other. This one now, he's feeling like he has touched the height of spiritual maturity. He has seen living creatures in the third heavens. And if he has seen living creatures, is it Kairos he will not see? He knows what he saw. And as the man of God is speaking, he's like, Sir, I respect you. I respect you. But see, boys now are men. Where I came as a boy, I'm living as a man. I've seen some things, sir. There are realms and there are realms. And man of God now is finding it difficult to even talk to him. You know, men of God are very humble people, though. You will not understand. Moses in scripture could not even. We see all those boldness he was doing. God was the one that had to come and speak on Moses' behalf. He was too meek. You know what it means to be meek? He just allowed things to be. He sees a situation he cannot change. As he's turning his back, the angel of the Lord will come and say, Moses, turn his back. Me, I'm not turning. Fire! Woo! Whoop! Moses will not turn to the angel. Stop! Stop it! That's not how God behaves. Is Moses now begging the angels? And the man of God now is calm. He's very calm. And he said, yeah. I picked it. Kairos or I go. And the man of God says, Kairos is a responsibility that God has given me. And I will not allow Kairos to miss it in life by following you. I know in my knower that you are not meant for each other. If you will go because you will not marry this lady, go. Then he carries his big head. And he leaves. He's angry. And he leaves. And the man of God, he swallows that pill. And of course, there are gullible followers who, because of the influence of the man of God, had started respecting him. You know, the man of God made him a pastor now. So he had two people that he had influence over, because man of God don't have time for everybody. As he leaves, they don't even know what happened. They follow. Why did you leave? Kairos, what was the name again? Kairos Crush. Crusher has left. Why did you leave? We are suspecting something with our Jew. For him to leave, if this man can leave, something is wrong. It's Satan. He knows all the strategies. Are you guys following me tonight? So I want you, somehow you guys, your eyes have to be open to all of these things. For years, these things have been in my heart. I don't just want to say it. But I'll take opportunity and say it for some of you to understand tonight. This one now, what is the problem? He had a problem with one of the pastors. Because sometimes pastors can have problem with each other. You get what I'm trying to say, isn't it? You know, let me give you the kind of problems that pastors can have with each other. Imagine three of them were pastors, and this one was a pastor before this one became a pastor, and this one became a pastor. So they will now put an order. I am the first one, the anointed pastor. I'm senior pastor. But meanwhile, pastor had announced that they are just pastors. But this one will feel like this one just they come inside now. So inside pastor, pastor is ordering another pastor. My friend, take that seat and bring it. The guy looks at it. He says, what, I be pastor now? First day he does it. He brings it. Good boy. And pastor never said you are pastor one, pastor two, pastor three. You see, you people are pastors. But they are like Pharisees. I started working from the sixth hour. This one came from the 12th hour. All of us are just pastors. No, we don't agree. Some of us should be higher. He's a devil. And one day, senior pastor now sees pastor carrying chair for another pastor. He said, what is happening here? He said, she sent me to bring chair. Or he sent me to bring chair. I said, my friend, keep that chair. Are you okay? Who ordered you to order another pastor to carry chair? Said, sir, so we're just training him. Training who? You may see things like, I'm a pastor, I've seen things. I've heard things. Sometimes I will just laugh in my house. I will laugh. And thank God they listen. A few times, one or two did not listen. And before you know, one pastor is beefing another pastor. Why? Because I started before this one started. We are the ones with Prophet Simon when he had no slippers. We are the ones that were carrying chair on our head. This one just came easily, the anointing, he think he has reached. My brother, when GCMI was GCMI, where were you? Were you here where we were using drum? Sanu, ancient of this. the sixth hour people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They have not seen the 12th hour people and they are complaining. Why the same reward? The calling of God is a gift. Even you that have been there called to be a pastor, it's not because you were qualified. There were people, there are people that are more qualified than you. Have you not seen all members from the beginning? They are still happy as members. Have you seen people like that? They were from here from the inception of the church. Yet, the last thing in their heart is to be pastors. And anybody that rises as a pastor, they say, pastor, we celebrate. They saw when you became born again. Yet, we celebrate you, sir. Hallelujah to Jesus. And for that reason, one day, this one now speaks to him in a way. Oh, I was using two of them, right? Okay, that one, Kairos, has taken him. This one now speaks to him in a way, he doesn't like. So I said, you that came yesterday, my friend. Then he now reports to senior pastor. As he just reports to senior pastor said, why did you talk to him like that? He said, sir, I don't just like the way he spoke to me. He did not call me, sir. He did not call you, sir. Yes, sir. Who are you? I am pastor, sir. Who is he? He's pastor, but no, sir. So he should call you, sir. You, what do you call him? My guy. See, sir, for that reason, me, I cannot be pastor and this guy is pastor. No, I have to leave. I'm a senior pastor. Satan now puts pride. This one too. What? Small joke. This one will joke. Now this one is angry. Say, you don't joke with your senior like that. Followers, gullible followers. They are always victims. They don't even know the problem, but they have what? This one now, maybe, which problem will we look for now? We heard that he is probably a business person and is a pastor. And pastor has been reported to several times that when he snap people, he doesn't used to give picture. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So he's a photographer now. Anytime he snap people, he doesn't give picture. So every time pastor's office, bo. Yes. Can I help you? My name is Barrister Samson. Okay. To what do I this kind of meeting? What happened now? Sir, this is the last time I'm coming to talk about this, your boy in church. If it's not the respect I have for you, I'd have sued this guy and gotten him arrested. Pastor is now begging. So sorry, what happened? Sir, I snapped since 2 years ago. I have not seen my picture. Even one. Sir, what is the proof that I married? Even myself, I'm now touched. I said, 2 years ago? He said, yes. 2 years? Yes. Me too, I'm shocked. I said, my brother, we'll see what we'll do about it. And I make call. Donald! He comes to my office. Bam! Do you know this person? Yes, sir, I know. Where is this picture? Sir, the memory card I put the picture inside, it was corrupted. Corrupt, finish you there, Donald. Right now, Donald, look for that picture. Picture will just appear like supernatural. Pew. In 50 minutes, he's done. He will now call the person, give picture. Is that not an attack? There's something you can do in 50 minutes. You are waiting for somebody to pressurize you to do it. If you try this again, I'll suspend you. People don't know the pastor's fast pass through in the office, in the secret. I'll never do it again, sir. I'll never do it again, sir. All right, you can go. The next minute, bo. Sir, what is your name? Sir, my name is Mr. Telumon. Gumadi. Okay, Mr. Telumon. What is the problem? Sir, see, I'm a police officer. The reason I didn't take this in serious is because I heard about you. I heard you are a good person. Sir, there's one of your boy. They say if I report to you, my matters will be solved. Meanwhile, prior to that time, I've received call. Bro, who is this? Oh my God. There's one time they shared my phone number in a group in BSU. They say, if this Suzu person is over your clothes, please call this number. Your problem will be solved. No jokes. I'll just be there. Please, what am I saying? Sir, one of your boy is wearing my clothes. Hey, God. Okay, I'm upset. I sent money. I'm not joking, people of God. I sent money. How much is he owe you? 5,000. Send your account number. I thought it was a small problem. I sent money. Another one. That one has given update that he is paying people. Another one has got. What is happening? Sir, 20,000. 20 what? For what? For cloth. My brother, I have 7,000 now. Please hold on. I was like, another one called 50,000. No. I can't continue this thing. I have to place a call now. I was waiting for Saturday to do, but now I can't wait. Saturday, I'm bringing Saturday to today. What is the problem? Are you okay? You are a pastor. What will you do? See, sometimes when God calls people, don't think they've arrived. What it means, God can give you a shoe that your leg cannot fit into. A lot of times when God calls leaders, you think they've been made. That's why they are leaders. It's not true. You may be called a leader, but you have not been capacitated by training to be really living in that reality of a leader. That's why you still need training. And the mistake some of us make as Jews is that we assume the people have grown because we saw the call of God on their life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. If you don't take, if you are not careful, those people will cause you the greatest trouble of your life. There are some trouble we face even as church, that it is not because pastor was indecent or wicked. It was because some people misrepresented us out there. People had some kind of negative notion about us because of what some people did. That's why they told their children, don't go to that church again. When, for instance, you hold somebody's picture, he now tells another person, family member, they are sharing it. He has hold like 10 people's picture or cloth. And they now wake up one morning and their son says, I'm going to Glory Carriers. They now remember that name sounds familiar. So they now open Facebook and see the person owing their money posting, I'm a Glory Carrier. See, if this is what a Glory Carrier means, don't go to that church. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? These are some of the fights we face sometimes. Not because we're wayward as pastors, but because of people. The next time pastor hears a call, another time pastor hears a call, another time pastor hears a call. And you see, there are always people who suffer the most. The people who suffer the most are the innocent followers who had raised some of their leaders to stand as leaders before them. And they believed in them. They are the ones that suffer the most. Because when they leave, they now begin to lie. That's one thing with the devil. When he has influenced you, when you misbehave, you want to cover up for that misbehavior. So you are not even, your heart now has been compromised. You don't care. You can lie any kind of lie. Even lies that can kill you, you can lie. Imagine, after all this thing, this young man, after they've helped him several times, pastor have suffered. This kind of case now. Pastor has almost gone to police station. Pastor have tried. To a point, let me show you one thing that happened one time. There was one time we had a program that was coming forth. And we had gathered money and given some a certain leader. True life story. For billboards, etc. And one day I was praying and the Lord told me, he said, go and verify what is happening with that money and the project. It was not time to put it. It was almost time. So I called. I said, how is preparation for the billboard? Oh, fine, sir. Where is the money for the billboard? So I've sent it to the people. They've printed it. In fact, it will be up before tomorrow evening. Okay. The Lord said, go and check the person you send the money to. I said, take me to the person you send the money to. We started moving. We move everywhere in this town. Before I come down, he'll come down. Please, Pastor, I'll just reach out. I said, don't say anything. He said, come. They send money. He said, which money is that? Bible money now. Bible money. We got to a point. I turned to him. I said, you must be sick. You have the impetus to lie to me? He started crying. Sir, I'm sorry. Sir, I'm sorry. I said, you are sacked. And I meant it. When I went back home, my wife came. At that time, she was not my wife. They have begged her already. Mama T, please. She will come. She is the savior, mediator. Pastor Simon, please. Let's give another chance. That is evil. To lie to your pastor to his face. No, I can't trust such a person. Pastor Simon, please now. Please. All right. No problem. But I've warned. You know, the height of it is that you can even lie. I don't have a problem if you did something and you now say, I did it, sir. Forgive me. But I have a problem when you are lying to cover. Your heart is terrible. See that kind of thing that happened. Although from that point I had predicted it will not go well. It will truly not go. It will truly not end well. This kind of things, if it's not that I'm even teaching now, you would have not even known it. Worst things have happened. You will not even know. Because I can't come and be sharing it out. There are some of these people that will misbehave and go out there talking. These are people we raise from weakness to strength. If we tell you some of the secrets God helped us to help them with, you'll be amazed. But it is in our duty, it's one of our responsibility as pastors to keep the secret, even if you leave church. We can't come out and say, and that idiot that was in this church, do you know what? No. If we try it, we are not real pastors. So having fought a lot of battles secretly with this man, with all the bad things that have happened, and I'm finally saying, this is the height of it. Go. You are suspended. When you are right with God, I'll call you back. Of course, Satan has entered. He's now anointed. He moves. Whew. As he moves, two people what? Follow. GCMI. In GCMI, people don't make progress. They'll tell you to give. Blah, blah, blah. So now, he's now saying his own lies. In fact, there was one time I was moving on the road. Somebody that knew me many years ago, I trained the person in the things of God. He's a pastor today. He was living in my house on campus. He saw me, just bump into me in Mekani Village. Ah, prophet! I said, we hugged. He said, I'm happy to see you. I've been wanting to see you. Blah, 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 blah. So when we spoke for a while, he said, prophet. There was one foolish guy. I said, which foolish guy? He used to be with you. He said that you suspended him because he did not show you the money in his account. He said, and I laughed. I said, you are a liar. I said, I please say what you said again. He said, you did not show him the money that you asked him to show me your account balance. And he said, no, I cannot show anybody my account balance. And he said, for that reason, he said, some people, they showed. But me, I said, I will not show. And I left. He said, but I told the people around us, I said, he's lying. I know Prophet Simon. He fed us on campus. He gave us a lot of things on campus where we couldn't even pay him back. He was teaching us and feeding us at the same time. No jokes. I fed all of them. They were six. Fed them for how many years? At a time, I had to call on them and advise them. They almost started crying. I said, all of you have money. You allow me to be feeding you. No problem. I'm enjoying the blessings of God. They repented that day. They started removing money from north, east, west, and south. They just gathered, brought money and kept. I said, sir, we have brought money for... I was not complaining. They finished my bag of rice. So he said he remembered all those days. And he said, it's a lie. If this man can do this thing, he will not start it today. Somebody that is even scared to ask us for money. We that have money. And I said, thank God for your life. And thank God you know me. But and I said to him, I wonder how many people he would have said this to that believed. The news went so far. We suffer a lot of things as men of God. For the good we even do. The news went so far to Kaduna. There was a friend of mine who were in the same barrack. He called me. He said, prophet. I said, my man, how far? I said, something important. Mama T was there when I was making the call. In the middle of the night. He said, this guy. He came to me and said, you are asking people for money in your church. You just gather people and say, give me money. I said, really? He said, but I said, the Samuel I knew in the barrack who was not a pastor self. Was selfless. Is it now that is a pastor that he'll be doing this kind of thing? He said, that's why I wanted to ask. Now, thank God for his life. Maybe some would have not even called and asked me. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? He knew me from the barracks. And he wouldn't just believe anything like that. And immediately when we're talking, then I said some words to him. I said, well, this is what happened. But he was so mad at everything. And of course, using military terms, that bastard. You know, so he was like, I know if he's not this ministry, you would have finished this guy by now. And I said, calm down. He said, but pastor, is it that this is the life the person is doing now? I said, I think so. He said, I'm in trouble. I said, what do you mean? He said, I've transferred more than 200K. I said, for what? When he said the thing, I said, your money is gone. He said, hey, over the phone. The same thing. The Bible said, little foxes what? It starts from small. These are reasons why you see some people leave the work of God, leave church. And you have the impetus to blame a pastor. Now, the way this man is standing here, only God knows his heart. Only God knows his pain. No man can carry the body. If this man removes his body, the Bible said Moses should remove some of his spirit and put on. They all fell down. They could not carry the body. He removed his spirit. He was laying. When I say remove, I don't mean Moses carry his spirit like this. I was. He did impartation. God said, call 12 men. Lay hands on them. When Moses did it, they could not stand up. That was what Moses was working with in the wilderness. And finally, because of people, he still did not enter promised land. So for this man now, who can ever understand him with what he has gone through now? There are many people waiting for his downfall. They are happy that this kind of thing is happening. Before this, we will say their story. They will say, we know him. That's how he is. Hallelujah to Jesus. So now this way is the kingdom of God advancing. No. This is what Satan wants. And you are becoming the man that he is using to cause that to happen. There was a time I taught something in this church. I call it the man God uses. There are men too Satan will use. You become that right man for Satan to use you. So is this kingdom advancement? Never. It's never kingdom. Now it's stress now. Raising new set of people. As he raises them again, they already have seen people that had gone ahead of them with this similar mindset. Them too, they start seeing millions. They see that, they close their eye. Millions. Billions. So this one will say, I've seen. He moves. This one, she sees her husband and married. Sorry. And she moves. This one, he moves like this. You know, this one, you know how she moves, right? One man comes, mommy from home, come, let me even hit this point. The Lord will help all of you today. She's now getting, now she's young, but imagine that she's 28 or 27. I know she's not up to that. And her mommy wakes up in the morning. Annabelle! Yes, mommy. What are you doing there outside talking? Your mates are in their husband's house. You are here talking there. You better go and bring a man for me. Be careful the voices you are hearing. You think it's your mother speaking. She's under an influence. Then you are fighting your mother. Mommy, please, 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 please. You want to? Don't generate emotion. Just be calm. Move by the spirit. Don't quarrel. Mommy, please stop this thing. This kind of thing we will do. And people will. Don't quarrel. Calm down. It's strategy. Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against what? The fiery what? Wheels of the devil. Strategies of the devil. She is about to sleep. The mother will come. Why are you sleeping now? Your mate are in their husband's house cooking for their husband. You are sleeping. Wake up. The trouble is too much. Then she goes to church. She sees the young man. The one that God said, come and marry me. He's saying that I want to marry in the next 3 years. Some brothers saw the problem. Oh my God. Can I have one man that is qualified for marriage? Run here. If you know you are ready to marry, run here. If you know you can marry, run here. I'm not talking about the people in this, my example. In the congregation, if you know you are qualified to marry, run here. You see, now you can even tell from the response, all these boys think they are not qualified to marry. You see? See problem? Are you seeing the problem we have in this church now? All these boys you are seeing now, they don't think they are qualified to marry. Out of all these ladies, who will marry them? So this man now tells her, God spoke to me, but because of he is not quite so informed in the things of life. And I said, God told me you are my wife, but Annabelle, I'm not ready to marry this year, next year. I'm looking at next upper year, December. Very close to next upper year. And when I wanted to get married, I told my friend, you know why I put it in December? I said, no. I said, I've not told anybody this secret. It is because if the thing does not work, I'll just stretch a little bit and say March. You know, from December it's always what? March. I said, but I don't tell anybody. Let's just see how the thing go. If I see like it's getting stressful, I'll just announce that we'll postpone it to March. Because Christmas has made everywhere tight. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So as he says that now, she will not think. The first thing that will come to her mind, my mother. Hey! Say, Brother Richard, can't it be next year I will support the wedding? Me too, I'll be working hard. Let's marry ourselves. Let's join. Let this married work. Richard will still say, no. There's something I have to achieve first. My business, there's something I'm looking out for in my business. If I don't get that thing, if I marry, I don't think I'll be focused. Because marriage now, when you marry, they'll be choking something in your eye. So you will not be focused. So they'll just be choking knife inside your eye. That's what some people think. Me too, I was thinking like that. Shebi, I told you, Buye. They say, why am I not getting married? I said, I want to build church first. Imagine that thing I said was true. Do you know when I'll come and marry? I'm talking about next 3 years now. Do you know I said I wanted to build church first? When I said it, there's a way Mama T looked at me. She now asked me, Pastor Simon, should I go and do masters outside the country and come back? I said, no, go and come back. She suspected me from my response. I said, you can go and come. I don't have any problem. I said, so when will you? I said, don't worry, just go. We'll talk over the phone. When you go, we'll be talking when we'll marry. But go and start your masters. But she already knew. She said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'll do masters here. In my heart, I said, go now. Because in my heart, I want to marry after I build church. Because in my heart, I feel, when I'm married now, if I'm married now, I said, Prophet, please, there's no this thing, there's no gas. Come and feel gas. Then I'll now rush and come, feel gas. I'll now run to go and pray. I thought the thing would be hard. In my heart, there's a way I was just thinking that I'll just sit down, I want to pray in the spirit. Blah, 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 blah. And my wife would just come, honey. So all those things were in my heart. I didn't know they were all rubbish. As a man, you'll be shocked. You are the one that will leave prayer and say, baby, where are you? It will shock you. You will not know you really need company. I didn't know I was living a boring life till I got married. I was not watching movie. I was not every time, book, prayer, book, prayer, book, prayer. But when I got married, book. And I discovered that it's not even every time I'm supposed to be praying. Read. The reason why I used to pray at a certain point was because there was no company. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So afternoon, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. and with my wife, we'll watch one or two movies, not season. When we Netflix for a while, then what will happen? In the evening, me and my wife, not those kind of women that when you want to pray, they'll go and lock themselves and cover their ear. Not to hear your prayer. Me and her, la baba. She's in the bedroom. I'm in the rebo, yaba, jiga, jiga, zogo, gugu, vara, vara, javu, vaya, ija, juzai. That's what we're talking about. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Nobody is disturbing anybody. We're all enjoying the glory of God. I've never been praying. My wife said, Pastor Simon, small. Mm-mm. It makes her sleep well. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, this man has spoiled show. God is seeing a family he wants to raise and advance his kingdom. He said, Richard, go and meet Annabelle. He comes to Annabelle. Talk well now. 3 years. Annabelle is thinking of her mother, the pressure, and the rest. Then as he's doing his stubbornness with 3 years. Of course, when he comes to church, pastor is supposed to teach in a way that will position him to understand that 3 years is not necessary. I have a one bedroom, parlor and bedroom. I can't marry now. I want to build a mansion. If I don't build a mansion, I cannot marry. You want to build a mansion and marry. The house your father raised 5 of you. How many rooms? If your father waited for a mansion, will you be you today? Some of you, 5 of you, is just bedroom and parlor. 5. In the night, parlor is bedroom. In the daytime, bedroom is... And yet you people live happy. You love each other. You did not do kodei outside. You were just happy with yourselves. You watch all the movie together. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah to Jesus. Didn't you read in your Bible? He that finds what? As what? And what? Favor. Do you know marrying this lady now can be the next business strategy? He doesn't even know that this is the woman he needs for the next move in that business. He just gets married, then, oh, Ephata. She just looks at the thing and says, what do you want to do with this? I'm trusting God that in 2 years, this is... Say, okay, what if you won't start doing it like this? Then he looks at her. Jesus Christ. I never saw it that way. That's the favor we're talking about. Because your head is so stuck. God is looking for somebody to say some things to you. Your head, you are so full of yourself. You need somebody to, for God to flow through and say some certain things to you. Even in ministry, it happened to me. At a certain point, when I hear some kind of wonderful ideas from my wife, I'm amazed. And one of the advice my friend gave me when I got married, he says, Prophet, I know you very well. He said, the woman God has given you, she used to be your student. She can still be your student, but she's your partner. I said, I've heard you. He said, you have not heard me. Keep on listening to me. I know you very well. When this woman talk here, I said, I've heard you. He said, you have not heard me. I know you very well. I was laughing the day he was giving me the advice. He said, I know you very well. Listen to her. I know you, when she talk, you know that you are a major prophet. God has spoken every strategy for 9 years, but just learn to be listening. Truly, it almost happened to me. When I got married, I really didn't send any. But sometimes I sit down, and when you say some things, I'll be like, And I'll go outside and assimilate. And I'll say, wow, amazing. There's something in this woman's life. Wow. And I go inside. And sometimes, the reason why I don't want to say, let's do it like you said, is because you say, I said it. I hate that word. I said it. I heard it. I hate that word. I said it. Some people should be humble, oh, they should just be. Humility is not just here. Yeah. This will now pain me. Are you listening? Then this woman now goes outside. As this one is in 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, she goes outside, she's just moving. Then one brother is in between righteousness and unrighteousness, in between. He's not really a bad guy, he's a good guy sometimes, but he's a bad guy somehow. You can tell he's a bad guy, but he has goodness in him. And he goes to this orthodox somewhere. He's not really a dedicated Christian like that, but he fears God. The explanation is loud, it's plenty. The matter is complicated. He now comes to her. Hello, Annabelle. Wow, you're so beautiful. He knows how to talk. He talks well. Smells well. Then he has Corolla. Hi, Annabelle. How are you? Beautiful lady of the Lord. Wow, you're such a wonderful lady. Beautiful. Look at you. Such a creature from the spirit. We don't hear those things. Do you know it's still sweet in them? They'll tell you, I've heard this. I beg. We don't care about those things. But they still want to hear it. And he keeps on talking. Lying. See, I can't have anything to do with you. You are not even my type. You are not a Christian. So I'm a Christian. Also. Do you pray in the spirit? Yeah. Tongues? I don't pray, but I will pray for you. Will you pray? That one will not touch her. That's Satan's strategy. I'm inviting you to our church. We'll have Zoe conference. Wow, I will not miss the 3 days. In fact, I have a workshop in Abuja, but I'm going to cancel it for that meeting. I will come. Annabelle, anything for you. Comes to church. Before Pastor lay hands, he's under the influence of the Spirit. He's doing ga. After service, she brings him to. I want you to meet my pastor. Pastor, is somebody I invited to church? Pastor doesn't look strategy. Wow, you know her? Yes. Wow, how did you people meet? As I got away, I was just driving one day and I saw her. The way she spoke touched my heart. And then she moved me to want to serve God. Okay, yeah. So what are you people now? We're friends, so we're just friends. So she's just a friend that makes me better. She just makes me better as a man. Wow, good. Oh, bless you people. And they now go outside. Hey, you have met my pastor. Yeah, your pastor is such a nice person, a wonderful person. Wow, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. She goes home, she's happy, she can't sleep. When do you want to get married, Corolla man? Next year, by March. Oh God. What other sign do I need? He's coming. Weekdays, joint department.
prophet will just look one day and say, this guy does not look like he's here. He's here for a purpose. Call me Annabelle. Annabelle, be careful. Sir, but he now prays in the spirit. Oh, Annabelle, be careful. Sir, he loves God and he loves you. He loves you too. Annabelle, be careful. Sir, he even said I should bring a seed of 100,000. Annabelle, give me the seed. Be careful. Okay. You know, you want me to lie? You want me to lie, isn't it? Say, no, Annabelle, carry that money and get that from me in the name of Jesus. I cannot be deceived. I'll say, Annabelle, thank you. But Annabelle, be careful. Pastor Simon collected it. Have I not teaching the word of God? Even if he's faking receiving, did he not hear the word of God? For the time he has wasted, even if he was lying, the time he wasted listening to me, he has paid for it. The Bible says, if you bless you with spirituality, you bless us with what? Natural things. I've collected. Job well done. But Annabelle, message, I have a daughter here, they carry me inside car, drop me as a student. Drop me in my class. When I came out, I still told her, that's not your husband, no. The man said, what can I do, sir? He was calling me, sir. What can I do to enter into the kingdom? Sir, any amount I will pay. I said, you don't need to pay anything. No jokes. It has happened several times. There was one time. How you know these people are fake? Is the way they want to even lavish money. He said, I will send you. Immediately you finish BSU, I'm sending you outside the country. I'll get you. He wants to even get a help meet. Helper. House girl in Makodi as a student. Do you need somebody to be helping you around? I will send somebody. I'll be paying the person 30,000 every month. And she came. He has gone to tell the parents. The brother has been calling. Father has called and warned her. You have to marry her. She came to me. Sir, this is the situation report at home. I said, woman of God, is God speaking that you should marry? I said, no, sir. But sir, this is how my parents, the guy has been messaging me. Well, he's on his own. I said, cut communication. You'll be saying he's on his own. No, he's on his own. One day you shine teeth. Teeth will be fine for you. Cut communication. Brother Corolla now has gone. She has married. They've done us work on Facebook. Glory Kayas. The people that say we'll not marry, we have married. They say we'll not survive it. We have survived it. We against the world. Blah, blah, blah. We'll just be saying, no problem. They talk. She has gone. The pain, like I said in the first service, the pain for her is that she would think that she'll be able to still serve God. That fire she has as a sister. She would think she'll still have the same fire. It will be all gone because the person was pretending. Satan decided to come through the serpent. Why? He was the most what? Crafty. Gio is just watching the scene. He has talked. He's tired. The next thing he will do is pray. Lord, Lord, Lord. By God's mercy, she may see and come back. There's one time I had to pray. The matter was serious. You know, I'd seen one or two times, ladies. One time, one major daughter of mine, the devil has put hand on the neck like this. Everything has finished. In fact, I heard one time they were coming to give me final bye-bye. I locked my room. Repo kotosh, karatis kapa. I called the name of Satan and said, Satan, get off that lady now. I said it, I'm not joking. I called Satan. Satan, you that was Lucifer, is another. Live her life. Mysteriously. They say she changed her mind. I did not advise her. Mysteriously. The person has deceived. He has gone to father. He has given father money. Giving mother money. Oh God. What is remaining? This one is here. He's been left alone. 3 years. He's still a faithful member in church. Everybody have gone. 3 years. What if this guy now, his mind is transformed? And the problem is that this man may have an elder brother that is saying he's married in 20 years or 10 years to come. So he thinks his 3 years is even too close. So he has learned. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? They are not even ready. Now pastor is teaching in church. Do you know? And maybe he believes the teaching. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Then somebody, let's say, he is probably 24 and she is probably 24 to come. He's January, she's February, for instance. He now understands that it's not a function of making all the money. Pastor, I'm ready for marriage. You don't need to go and rent one big hall. Marriage is simple. What you have to do is simple. Get a suit. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
number one. Number two, rent a wedding gown. I know you want to say, Pastor Simon, you mean I should just carry it? If you want to come like this, like Grace is looking, no problem. But I feel like life is not that wicked to us. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That you cannot just rent a wedding gown. You don't necessarily need to make, you can rent. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you are not using it. The one my wife used, we used to see it in the house every day. It is just moving in one of those rooms. Just carry it and throw like this, and the other will throw like this again. Nobody is using it. My suit till today, I'll just look at it in the cupboard, and I'll shake my head. I know what it cost me to do that suit. Now I'm just looking at it. I don't even admire it. I don't want to use it for anything in this life. It's just there. I said to my pastors, anybody that is ready to marry, come and carry it and go and marry. You can be passing it from one generation. Just we have suit for marriage. Just be marrying with the suit. No need to be spending money. You know how much it takes to do 300,000 thereabout? It is expensive. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand? He's now taught properly God's word. He gets married. Pew. Come, mighty man, come. Richard, sit down. You have missed your own wife. Shebi said it must be 3 years. She has married Corolla and gone. This one now is a young man, right?
Yes,
he looks young. Imagine this man say, how old are you now? 20. He's 20. Imagine this man say, I want to marry. Imagine he's 23. And he say he wants to marry in 2 years' time. Many he wants to marry at the age of what? 25. Do you know a lot of people here will say, I beg, enjoy your life first. A lot of people say, you are too young. Do you know it's not bad? At what age did Kenneth Hagin marry? Huh? Kenneth Copeland? Huh? 1920, all of them. 1920. Meaning, at this age, Kenneth Copeland had a baby. He was almost having a baby. Are you hearing me? At this age, I'm thinking some of old quaggos, 26. 27. They say marriage. You are not ready. Look at them. Now all these ladies in church, who do you want to marry them? We are the kingdom of God. We are pushing the kingdom. You allow somebody to come and push them from the world. Imagine all of us with the same mindset. God positioned us. We get married. Do you know the kingdom of God is advancing?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You allow them to go and marry exporters, cocoa waters. Before you know, their life is finished. Importers. Now there's one container somewhere. I need to. I'm expecting. Say, I'm a singer. Nah, I'm a singer in church. God has called me to be a psalmist. Which psalmist? You are a housewife. A qualified housewife. Going, no, I will pay you for being a housewife. 500,000. Will you not collect? Somebody dropping their psalmist at the altar. They remove the certificate. I drop it at the altar. I become a full-blooded housewife. What is your profession? Housewife. You are receiving 500K as salary as a housewife. How many ministrations have you gone to? How much did they give you? They will fold the money and just, we honor you. We celebrate you. You check, it's 2.5. Compromise. Are you people learning something tonight? You can't trade your life for nothing. If this woman understands the fire of the Holy Spirit, her purpose, she will not agree. She will not agree. No matter how the Corolla was, she will not agree. That's why you have to be prayerful as a lady. You can't joke with marriage. I've seen intelligent people, good and loving people, Christians, miss it in marriage. I've seen it. Are you listening to me? And women are more at the disadvantage. Men can be foolish sometimes. They think they can just have their way. And of course, do you know it's easier for a woman to marry another man with a child? Do you know most women will marry another man with a child? You are not answering me. You are doing like you don't know. Do you know there are a lot of women that will marry another man with a child? In fact, they will be happy. Is he not a man? Is he a man? Yes, no problem. How many children does he have? I will take care of them.
But the woman now, she has just one child. It is difficult. It's not like it's not possible. It's difficult. There are some men that will agree. A lot of men will not agree. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? When they say the man is divorced, people will still marry the man. The woman is divorced. People are like, what did the man see we run? But the woman now, they will not see it like that. Do you understand what I'm trying? The man now, they will not see it like that. Say, he's a good man. I think the woman was not a good woman. Are you guys catching this?
Yes,
this man now, 23, is saying, I'm doing well. Maybe he's a software engineer. He programs very well. He's doing a virtual job. He's earning probably 300,000 a month. And he's like, I think I should just settle down. I should settle down and start raising my children. At 25, he wants to get married. Do you know it's possible? Another thing is finances, which we are coming to. Finances. Should I scatter this table? So if you see that, let me just conclude with these guys. Have you people seen what is happening here as regards ministry? These are a lot of people view ministry and there's problem everywhere. You hear that one young minister started somewhere, he has slept with somebody's wife, blah, blah, blah. It is because of all this kind of problem. They left on train. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's why if you misbehave and leave, I don't even want you to call my name. One time somebody come and say, I saw somebody that talks like you. I say, me? I don't know. I said, look at the person picture. I said, I've never seen him in my life. Oh. But they say, I say, who say? I don't know the person, no. He said, but it's everything you teach that I see the person teaching. I said, no. Everybody can have access to revelation. I don't know more. I'm not one of the person that said, I raised that boy. Me? Who raised help? Am I sounding kind of... Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And sometimes people are just out there talking. You know, one time I was preaching in Kefi, and when I was done, I was in the hotel. They gave me big lap of chicken. I was just biting. Wah, wah. And as I was biting, two men of God were talking about a man of God I used to know in Zaria. They said, the assistant left him because of this. The man of God is looking too brutal. That is why they left him. I bite the chicken. I said, Kai. Pastor Ed was there. I said, I wish I did not buy this chicken so that I can return and leave this place. Because I'm about to spit fire. I just dropped it back. Should in case they want to collect their chicken back. I turned to two of them. I said, sir, haba. That's the first thing I said. You people are not even sure of what you are saying. And you are saying things like this. Are you there? You know, I was angry. I had first-hand information of what happened there. From somebody in the protocol. He told me what happened. So I was pained because they were now blaming the Jew. And I'm a Jew. So I understand the pain of being blamed for something you don't know anything about. And when I corrected them, thank God they repented. They did not collect their chicken back. Thank God. I can't stand and be hearing evil. Are you listening to me? Many people will not learn from them. And that's how it is. Now, this man there is there watching. He truly knows what God told him to do. But this is this kingdom growth? Is this kingdom growth? How many members are in this church? How many are in this church? How many are in this church? The danger of the next generation is that they are thinking this is the path to follow. He has to go beyond his pride and everything and ego and just come and say, see, this is not how it works. He may be misunderstood. After this sermon, many people will tell you, Pastor Simon is lying. But if we must bet a new day, we must become the first sacrifice. It's just the truth. Let them say what they want to say. But this is not the pattern. But look at it carefully now. Look at it carefully. How many members? Four. How many members? Four. How many members? Four. Come together, all of you. If they were here in the same ministry, how many are they? How many are they? Which one is advancement? Which one will make more impact? Four people or 12 people? Which one will terrorize hell more? Four people or 12 people? You see, this is what Satan is scared about. That's why it's causing separation. If you feel you have so much fire, there's a cell they gave you. Go and show your fire in the cell. If you feel you have, like David, you feel you have so much fire, kill the bear in the cell. Kill the lion in the cell. They sent you for outreach. Bring results. Prove that you have the call of God in your life. Gafili Gadoki, show the call of God on your life. Prove it. You don't have a cell. Go out of your way. You are a member. Do evangelism. Go and go to your neighborhood. Be talking to people. Break into the prophetic. Break into the miraculous. Nobody is stopping you from fulfilling the call of God. Your problem is that you want to be on the limelight. That's your only problem. Because you can fulfill. Timothy fulfilled God's purpose for his life, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Titus fulfilled, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Were they limited in any way? No way. They found expression, full expression. Get seated. Were you blessed? Glory to God forevermore. Lastly, I was talking about money in terms of relationship. Yesterday, I was telling the leaders, I want to end with this. Work on yourself financially. Don't think that money will come down and meet you on the earth. Work on yourself. Go get the money. Get the money. I'm not talking about Yahoo. Alright? You saw the scripture about fraud in the first service. It will dwindle from your hand. How do you make money? Now, imagine I'm not a preacher. I have skills that I can get into virtual jobs and make money monthly. Because of the skills, I can be paid for the service I'm rendering. Isn't it? Now listen, from January you don't have a skill. Listen, sometimes as pastors, I even wonder. There are people I've called and said, don't partner in this church. They know themselves. I've called them, how are you faring for yourself? They say, this is... I say, you don't be partnering. Some will tell me, Pastor, I must still partner. I tell them, don't partner. Take care of yourself. I've called people like that and talked to them not to partner. Because I've seen that they don't have a way to even survive. If they had listened to our advice from the beginning of the year, they would have not been here today. In the beginning of the year, what did I tell you people? I said, everybody learn a skill or start a business. How many people learned a skill? Lift your hands. Don't be scared. Don't be angry. Don't be ashamed. If you truly learned a skill, raise your hand. All these people you are seeing that learned a skill, people of God, that you are seeing, most of them, 90% of them have a job. Am I lying? They have a job that pays them in hundreds of thousands. The rest of them you don't see raising their hands may probably be in business. And a few of them, they don't have any business, any skill, any money. It's the truth. I said in the beginning, I said, everybody learn a skill. Learning a skill is not easy. Nobody is paying you. You are there. Hungry, catch you. Data finish. But at the end of everything, they now say, your salary is $200. Do you know all the pains you went through, sleepless night, you forget it. They just pay $200, like a dream. You just go and change the money. Wow. Hallelujah. How much is $200 in Nigerian currency? Huh? I'm not here, you know. Imagine you collect $320,000 at age 24. Age 20. 19. 320. Huh? They pay you 320. You just, pew. Wow. Then you tithe. You do one or two things. You're not thinking, what will I do? What will I do? Make I save to buy land. You have put $200,000 in the account. Planning your life. You are always indoors. Maybe it's a virtual job. You are not going outside wasting fuel for anything. Blah, blah, blah. In less than 1 year, you have 2 plots of land. I have a friend. I don't know if I shared the story here. He learned programming. He's in the US now. Doing masters in AI. He sponsored himself. Doing masters in AI, artificial intelligence. We studied together in BSU. Doing our project together. He learned programming to a point that they employed him in Abuja. He was earning close to 500K, working from home. Most of them, they told me, they are in Gwarimpa, an estate in Gwarimpa. Most of them, you think they are Yahoo boys. They are in the house every day working from home. 300, 500, some even more. I have a friend today, not a friend, more like somebody. He was coming to church. His name was Maverick. I'm not sure any of you will know him. You know him? Okay. Maverick was, wherever he is, he was so much in love with what I was doing for God. He even built our first website for church free. We didn't pay him anything. Such a wonderful young man. Pastor, I want to do something for you. What should I do for you? I said, do our website. He did it for us free. Told me, what do you want? And he did everything free. And I blessed him and prayed for him. Now, he did not graduate though. Such a wonderful young man. I would call him and advise him, try. He did not, this book thing was not his thing at all. He did not graduate with us. I'm not trying to make him feel bad or anything. And of course, you go to learn. I wish I didn't even call his name. To cut the long story short, after a while, I was not in the country. He worked virtually for a while. The people said he should come and meet them in Germany. He went and met them there. Now he's working with them. They're flying, doing something here, come back. That's how he's living his life. Just because he learned programming skills and ICT skills. I'm not saying after this service, everybody should go and say, I want to learn programming. Not everybody is supposed to be a programmer. Are we together? But at least have a skill. That's my emphasis. Beyond these things you are studying, some of you is philosophy, brothers and sisters, zoology. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. You can read the animals, learn a skill too. You study something like history. Okay, now, you've graduated. What do you want to do? You want to be writing history? Learn a skill. You study something like biology, microbiology. Truly go and learn a skill. Most of the courses we study here, even the Nigerian government know that they don't need it. They know it. Plant science, biotechnology, they are wonderful courses. So. But looking at our country, it doesn't mean that because our system is failing, we should be poor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Learn a skill. There are virtual jobs today. People are collecting more than $500. I'm not lying. I know what I'm telling you. Pay the price to learn a skill. We were teaching at Petra. Some of you were doing Shakara. Petra, church has an ICT hub. We were teaching one time. We had over 50 of them. They come. Many were called. Few were choosing. Before we graduated, almost all of them got tired. We are tired. The few that remained, one or two of them, some came with laptops. If you see laptop, that's easy. Entered, I will come and look at them. They got tired. Which one be programming? Which one be this one? Which one be that? I remember one of the ladies. She did not graduate. It's just the mercy of God. She ran. So one time they said they were looking for a programmer. And I told Pastor Ann, I said, what of the students from Petra? The first person I called was Gina, but she was not around. I said, since Gina is not around, what of the other persons? As we're talking, I don't know who mentioned Betty. I said, okay, she's good. I remember I saw her. I remember I came one time and I saw what she was doing. I said, tell her to go. I'm not sure she graduated, but call Nathaniel to brush her in some things. Let him just refresh her mind. She should go for the interview. She went. Asked the question. She got it. Got the job. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Just because she had an idea in a particular skill. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Pay the price. There are websites like LinkedIn, I mean whatsoever they call it. Go there, create good profile. Apply for jobs. You'll get it. Learn one or two skills. You'll get it. Okay, look at it. Some of you are teachers, secondary school teachers. I'm not making you feel bad. I was a teacher too. They use me so well. After how men can use ladies and dumb them, the next group that can use people and dumb them is secondary schools. They will give you 16 topics to subject, not topics. Topics is better. You create lesson notes for 16 of them. If you have been a teacher here, wave your hand up. So I know you know what I'm talking about. Lesson notes. I was once a teacher. I tried it. The reason why they employed me was because I was the only one that was able to solve the physics and math problem. The man just gave us a math problem. And when I solved it, he said four of them can go. He brought me inside. There was one guy that was there also. But the problem with the guy is that he liked the female students so much. He was misbehaving. And so the student preferred me to him. And because of that, I took advantage. What did I do? They said I should be preparing lesson notes. First day, no problem. I tried it. Quite interesting. I thought that was it for the whole week. The next day I came, they said, where's my lesson plan? I said to the man, I should do the same thing I did yesterday today. He said, are you okay? I said, sir, I didn't know that I was supposed to be doing this thing every day. I said, wait, to be clear, am I to be doing it every day? He said, yes, every day you bring your lesson plan for me to see it. I said, I did my head like this. He said, what do you mean?
I say, sir, I don't think I can do this, you know. He said, you can't do it. I said, sir, truly, if it's like that, let me just leave the job now. I can't do it. No jokes, I was telling him, I can't do it. But sir, I can teach anything you want me to teach. But me, I cannot do lesson plan. And as I was telling him, I don't like notes, all these things. I don't even in secondary school, I didn't used to do it. What was I teaching? English, physics, maths, and I'll write lesson plan. For three subjects. I know some of you are saying, Pastor, wait to be your own, just English. Me, I do biology, integrated science, this one, that one, that one. It was still too much for me. And sometimes I would teach chemistry. When the man is not around, I will cover for him. So one day he carried their notes. When he looked at it, he said, where is your lesson plan? I said, I don't have a lesson plan. He said, you taught this thing from your head? I said, yes, from the textbook. I was just teaching. I remember some of them. Then he called me to his office. He said, only you will not write lesson plan in the whole of the school. What you do is that, be telling them that I'll mark your lesson plan. Are you hearing me? I said, yes, sir. He said, but just be teaching like that. Just come, write the topics you want to teach on the paper. Use the textbook. Teach them. I believe what you are doing. That's how I was saved. But for some of us that are still writing lesson plan, I had a young man here who was writing lesson plan. He was vomiting blood. I will never forget. When you are done, they'll pay you. How much was the salary? 20,000. How many subjects? 14 subjects. 14 lesson plan. End of the month. Where is the life that you want to even live again at the end of the month? They will not pay you 20,000. Some of you will not be saying this. Let me end with this. You'll be saying, I have passion for students, passion for children. The children love me and I love them. I cannot imagine leaving this school. The love I share with these children. Brother, you are under an attack. If it's children you want, go and marry and have plenty of them. Run there, look for a skill. Listen, I'm not saying don't love these children. No. Love them very well. No. But love them, but let them be able to increase your salary so that you love them well. You can't see where they are giving you 200,000 and say, sir, I love these children. I will not leave them. I will not leave them already. Another one will come, they will love. They can love teachers, children. Don't allow love for children make you be receiving 30,000. 35,000. The danger of this is that you will not become used to that amount of money. And be planning your life around that, the life of your children around there. You know, it's very easy to settle down for mediocrity. You are a teacher now. Be learning a skill. One day, sack them. It's the truth. Just wake up one morning and tell them, collect the last salary, then just write them a letter. And tell them you cannot come again, blah, blah, blah. You are collecting 250,000. Even them will understand. My salary now is 250. They will say, they will call you and congratulate you. Congratulations. In fact, you may be shocked. One of the teachers will say, please, if you see updates, let me know. Don't settle down. Some of you, even if it's 100K you are collecting, if you are collecting 100K, you can still go up. Hope you know people are collecting 1 million in this nation. I know a programmer today that studied medicine and surgery. It's a good course. But he told me, he said, the reason he settled down for ICT, he said he has seen bright future there. His spirit, his soul wants to. And secondly, he said the money, the first time he collected his salary from ICT job, he said that was when he quitted. He had to quit as a doctor. He said, I cannot. He said, brother, it's for the money we started this thing. Let's not lie. No doctor will tell me I have passion for the sick. No doctor. What? Doctor, Mr. Samson, passion for souls, the sick. I can't stand to see the sick. Are you here tonight? Teachers, are you listening to me? Learn a skill. So that sometimes when God tells you that's your wife, you will help their faith. Sometimes these ladies are being real. You are collecting 20,000. You want to marry. Especially under this Tinubu regime. Do you know how much is a bag of rice? Huh? Ladies will know. How much is a bag of rice? 90-something thousand. Your salary cannot buy half bag of rice. Quarter. It cannot buy. That's number two. Do you know how much is house rent for bedroom and parlor? Huh?
In Makodi now, they are calling 500,000, 350. With water heater, almost a million. Abuja standard. The indication that, let me end with this. The flood may be happening. We may be in the ark. The flood is not going to swallow us. As the flood is happening, we in the ark are going up. So the tougher the situation, the brighter our light will shine. We are not happy that this thing is happening in Nigeria, but it will not stop the glory of God on our inside. So if you have faith, start looking for all these things. Go to the internet. See, you have phones. Go to the internet. Browse. This is not Yahoo. Make research. Are you listening to me, people of God? You can come to a point you are collecting 2.5 million. It's not a bad thing. As you are collecting, you see an opportunity to apply for 5 million. Study it. Enter there. Come to a point where we are hearing that this man collects 10 million. One time I heard a woman collects 5 million in US. Nigerian Yoruba woman. She doesn't want to ever marry again. They say, what of mine? She said, I'll think about it when I have time. She's collecting 5 million. She works as a software engineer. 5 million monthly. That one, she will marry the man, or the man will not marry her. Look for a man for me. Let me come and marry him. I'll pay the bride price and etc. Have you been blessed tonight? I taught everything for life and godliness. First service, godliness. Second service, life. Have you been blessed? Bow your head and pray. Thank the Lord for his word. Give him all the praise. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is a light for our path, lamp for our feet. We know, Lord, our lives can never remain the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.